Brony of the Week in 10 minutes. Mitch will have that. For now, we turn to the phones, 537-1350. Aaron's been holding patiently. Aaron, what do you think about John Curry, Bruce Weber, and what's going on right now?
What an interesting day in K-State athletics.
No kidding, right? No kidding.
Did not see it coming today. Been listening to your show as well as others, and a lot of interesting discussion, a lot of moving parts to this. Obviously, you're going to have a new athletic director at K-State. Most likely, possibly a new basketball coach. And now that John Curry's gone, you may have some strong consideration from Coach Snyder to step aside for his successor or whoever makes that decision. Like I say, I've listened to other shows. Two strong candidates for AD could be Chad Weiberg, who's at Texas Tech, who's an Oklahoma State alum, or Laird Beach, who is currently at K-State, played for Coach Snyder. If I was on the committee with President Myers, which I'm not and won't be, but if I was, here's what I would discuss. One, let's make a behind-the-scenes play for Chad Weiberg. Supposedly, Mike Holder is 68 at Oklahoma State and considering retirement. He hired Brad Underwood. If Chad Weiberg is a strong candidate to replace Mike Holder, he's an OSU alum. We go after Chad. We force Oklahoma State to play their hand. Maybe get Mike Holder to retire.
I see exactly where this is going, Aaron, and I love it.
If that happens, Brad Underwood's buyout drops to 50% of that $6
million.
Whatever's negotiated.
Aaron, my man, I knew exactly where that was going about halfway through, and I love it.
Okay, you got your OSU alum at OSU as AD. K-State does whatever it takes to get Brad Underwood to Kansas State. You make Laird Beach your permanent AD. Coach Snyder says, hey, guys, I'm ready, either now, a year from now, whatever. Laird Beach hires his buddy Brent Venables or Coach Leavitt. I think I've heard possibly were Venables and Beach in each other's weddings. I know they played together.
You know, I've heard that. I don't have any total confirmation on that.
Oh, okay. Obviously, Sean Snyder is a moving part also. He could remain on your football staff or become an associate AD.
Aaron, I have to say, I am so glad that we waited to take that call because that was one of the better calls that we have ever had, my friend. I love
hey
your
guys,
theory.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
Hey, Aaron, you said you're not on that board. They need to get you on that board pretty quick.
Well, hopefully somebody that's on that board starts hearing some of this. Maybe they've already considered it.
Yeah, hey, Aaron, I really appreciate the phone call. Don't be a stranger, man. 537-1350, 866-776-1350 to call the show. So basically, just to reiterate there, if Mike Holder leaves Oklahoma State, who's their current athletic director, the guy that hired Brad Underwood, his buyout drops by 50%. So that $6 million becomes a more manageable $3 million. So if you con Oklahoma State into thinking, all right, Chad Weiberg, who's our obvious successor here, might be going to K-State, then they might make a snap decision, Holder retires. They hire Weiberg, K-State gets the guy they wanted all along, and Laird Veach is AD, and then Brad Underwood becomes cheaper to go snatch from Oklahoma State. Brilliant.
Counterpoint.
Brilliant.
Counterpoint.
No counterpoints allowed. That is perfect. I want to live in a utopic society where that happens.
Well, let's just make it easier for everybody. Consolidate Kansas State University and Oklahoma State University. Call it Mid-America A&M. Combine both teams. Everyone can be an alum of everywhere. And we can all take down Kansas basketball together.
Yeah, well, and then suddenly Boone Pickens is a donor at our disposal. So,
yeah, that would be great. We've got Boone Pickens in one corner, Eric Stone Street in the other corner, and we're set.
I like that a lot. I said we can talk more about it tomorrow. Take my word for it. The basketball team handled things fine, very well today. I'll play you tomorrow on the show, I promise. The audio of Bruce Weber fielding some of those tougher questions and how much different it was today as opposed to on Saturday when things got a little bit hairy. I want to make sure that our man Mitch has plenty of time for Jabroni of the Week coming up here. Look, this conversation about everything we're talking about is going to keep going throughout the week, throughout the coming weeks. Very interesting times here in Manhattan, Kansas. I believe a wise man once said, what a time to be alive. In a lot of ways, the country, Manhattan, it's not boring right now. Life is not boring. Can I just say that? Life ain't boring. Jabroni of the Week is next.